Y'all want to know who my favorite person and one of my favorite people in the whole wide world is? Governor Wheelchair. Let me get a round of applause for Governor Wheelchair. I think that Governor Wheelchair is, I like to call him Professor X, Professor A, Professor Abbott. Professor Abbott is, he deserves Governor of the Year. If there were ever to become a Governor of the Year, then I will definitely vote for Governor Wheelchair. I think that Greg Abbott has been doing an admirable job in managing the state of Texas. The only reason I wouldn't even want him to run for president is because we need him. We need him at our borders. We need him on our front lines. And guess what? There was a challenge that was issued to him from New York mayor. Isn't he autistic? What was the New York mayor? Is he autistic? He's dyslexic. He said that he's dyslexic. Okay. The New York mayor said, hey, man, I dare Governor Wheelchair to come up here and spend a day up in New York and see what the situation is that he created for us. And Governor Wheelchair said, I'll be your Huckleberry. I'll be your Huckleberry. Shout out Professor A, Professor X, and Governor Wheelchair. He said, I'm coming to New York.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott in Manhattan tonight to headline a big New York Republican Party event and fundraiser.
All right, he's also at the center, of course, of the huge immigration debate responsible for busing thousands of migrants from the Lone Star State to this city. Fox 5's Morgan McKay live in Midtown with the latest. And Morgan, protesters were waiting for the governor tonight.
Steve, Natasha, a small group was gathered here outside the Hilton protesting the event. But Texas Governor Greg Abbott's presence here tonight sending a message on how Republicans plan to seize on immigration concerns this election cycle. Now, the ticket price to get into this annual GOP fundraiser was $1,250 per person.
I would have paid for that. If I was in New York, I would pay to pull up just to shake Governor Wheelchair's hand. Absolutely.
The complaining by Mayor Adams is nothing short than stunning.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Hey, he pulled up in Eric Adams' state and talked about him. That's the definition of standing on business, no pun intended.
Seizing on the opportunity to point fingers at Mayor Eric Adams while in New York City, Woo. Highlighting why he believes Republicans will be able to pick up seats in November. The migrant crisis. Abbott began busing migrants to New York City in 2022. He claims after Mayor Eric Adams began blaming him for the increase in migrant arrivals to the city.
We made clear by contacting his office and said we're not sending them to New York. So after a while, I figured, gosh, if I'm going to get the criticism, I'm going to get the credit.
Hey, Wheelchair has no reservations about that smoke that he giving. He said, what you say? I ain't going to pull up where? Well, listen, if I'm going to get the criticism, I want the credit, too. I'm pulling up in your state, and I'm going to talk about you in front of your own home crowd.
Thus began the busing of illegal immigrants to the sanctuary city of New York City.
But Mayor Eric Adams' team pushed back on Thursday night on social media. Deputy Mayor of Communications Fabian Levy said that Abbott lied about this in 2022. Abbott's team says they have only bused around 40,000 migrants to the city starting in the fall of 2022, while Adams' team says that the busing started in the spring and is also suing more than a dozen bus companies for their role in transporting migrants to the city. Regardless, to date, more than 180,000 migrants have arrived in New York City. Adams responding to Abbott's visit to New York and said that he's welcome to stay at a migrant shelter to see what it's like.
So he can see what he has created and understand how we are treating people with the dignity and respect that he should have shown as well.
But the migrant crisis will almost certainly play a central role in this presidential election year. Meanwhile, outside, a small group protested Abbott's presence in New York.
Allies, community members, organizations are gathered here to let Greg Abbott know that his rhetoric of hate has no place in New York City.
Imagine somebody that could be doing something more beneficial with their time. And you know it ain't going to be nothing but white people out there, right? Sitting there, and Asians. And you know what's so funny? This woman will be shamed over in Japan. What kind of Asian is she? It don't matter where she would be, whether she's Japan, China, Korea, Nepal, wherever it is that she go, this woman will be shamed. She will be shamed for her look alone. Absolutely. Because the one thing I know about those countries is they don't like them big ones. They don't like them big ones. When I was over in Tokyo, I seen not one bigum. Not one. I don't remember seeing no bigums in Tokyo. I don't know if it's because they walk a lot or whatever, but the culture. You see how you come over here in Western culture, you start to look like Western culture, and you start to talk like you out of your mind. You come over here in Western culture, next thing you know, you sit there and you start talking, and now you over here protesting about something that ain't even got nothing to do with you. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they sitting there protesting. You got 180,000 migrants beating up the police, getting out, tearing up, taking resources. They had to cut billions of dollars off the budget for police, sanitation, everything. And they sitting out there protesting like Governor Wheelchair care anything about them.
Now, a person who was not mentioned, at least at first, at this annual GOP fundraiser, former President Donald Trump. Now, this somewhat newly elected New York State GOP chairman, Ed Cox, he waited to endorse Trump until after Nikki Haley dropped out, saying he wanted to give every candidate a chance. He did not mention Trump in his intro speech.
Here's the thing, man. What people don't realize is that if you are a liberal, right, and if you are a Democrat, you basically gave Republicans all the ammunition that they needed to unseat you. I look, we're not even talking about it from a humanitarian perspective. We're not talking about it like what affects the states and stuff. If you want to look at it purely based off of power dynamics, meaning the amount of seats that you still hold, whether it be the president, Congress, Senate, state representatives, or on the local level, you basically handed Republicans everything they needed on a silver platter. People were willing to endure through a lot of stuff. I mean, they were complaining about homelessness, but they still was like, you know, it could be worse. We doing okay. They say the economy is good. I am getting a raise on my job, even though it's not keeping up with the rate of inflation. We still messed up, but we got a roof over our head. And you had the rent moratorium, and now you got a lot of people going homeless at the same time that you got a migrant crisis. The worst thing that they could have ever did, even if you were going to let a whole bunch of migrants over here, why would you let them in over on an election year? On an election. Look, as though Trump didn't have enough stuff to be able to talk about, the one thing that Republicans was united in solidarity was the fact that we needed to keep our borders closed. Now, that's something that's a bipartisan agree. Like, people that are on the left and on the right can't disagree with the idea that you're supposed to patrol our borders. And we not against migration into this country, but we are against illegal immigration. And so if they just wanted to just maintain power and not even put themselves in a position to have to answer to this and try to dodge the questions around illegal immigration, they gave people like me all the ammunition and every other person, because one small wrinkle turns into the whole paper being crumbled. And they could have just kept on protesting on the Supreme Court justice issues and the fact that he's forgiven student loans, and like they had it. They had everything they needed to be able to maintain power and be able to slide right on through this election while Trump was being distracted by all of these lawsuits and stuff and these charges that's being thrown against him. Then they just empowered us. And then all you needed was a couple migrants to do a little bit of crime in all of these cities over in Atlanta. Then they start finding them in hidden rooms in the airport. Boston was hiding them overnight, and they didn't think that people had camera phones. Then a couple migrants was over there kicking up and beating up on police in New York City. And then we seen what was happening in Chicago, and we was like, okay, all right. So Chicago just going to make sure that they go under. They going to just go bankrupt, funding migrants, okay? And once you've seen that and people just start finding out what was going on all across the country and we was paying attention to what was happening in Denver, L.A. was already a trash city anyway. You threw up all of the graffiti on the buildings and they just handed it right on over on a silver platter. Now the Republicans is right on in the race with every other Democrat in every state because people can't avoid seeing what they saw when it comes to this migrant crisis. When they was capturing it, and it was running over the border and stuff like that, they just gave them a race. They put them right back in a race. Everybody was right back in a race. They started thinking like, you know what? I was able to endure a lot what was happening in this country. But the one thing that I'm not going to stand on is we just going to have some open borders and people just coming in here taking off our jobs. When people start getting laid off, that minimum wage law, and then you seen Tyson Foods lay off 52,000 people and they was talking about bringing in a whole bunch of migrant workers and stuff like that. People was like, okay, all right, listen. One thing is for sure and two things is for certain. No matter what side of the aisle you on, we got to protect the borders. If you don't even, I pulled up a video of Biden saying during the Obama administration, then when he was campaigning and Biden himself said, listen, if we don't secure our borders, we don't even really have a country. If we don't secure our border, then we found out that Biden allegedly flew in 376,000 migrants over into the country. And people was just like, but no explanation though, huh? No explanation. So you telling me that nobody just gonna answer for the 376,000 migrants we just flew over here with no explanation? That's not including the millions that have already come over here and you can see what's happening on TikTok. And then listen, this was the cherry on top. Let me tell you what the cherry on top is. The cherry on top was this. When the migrants started making TikTok videos with their Obama phones, and then they was like, listen, this is how you come into the country and we can squat in their houses. That was it. Wrap it up, throw away the key. That was it. They said, listen, we gonna come over there and we gonna squat in their houses against the squatter laws.
And tonight, yet another disturbing new report from the border, this time in the San Diego sector, where a group of 182 Chinese nationals were just apprehended on Tuesday. Remember, we now know of tens of thousands of Chinese nationals that have made it through our southern border. Now, this comes amid a sharp spike in the number of Chinese nationals found.
No matter what, I appreciate you, Will CNA. I see you, big dog. It don't matter if you can super chat or not. I appreciate you. I appreciate everybody that even hit a like for the algorithm. Whether you can super chat or not, I know that there is no me without you, and I appreciate you guys for tuning in and tapping in with what we got going on over here.
In the southern border, and the wide-open border continues to wreak nothing but havoc on big blue cities getting flooded with Joe Biden's unvetted illegal immigrants, including New York City. They were welcoming them in the beginning. Now, this is getting to be a rare visit this week. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, well, he headed to New York, and New York's mayor, the ever so incompetent Eric Adams, was so thrilled to hear that the governor of Texas was coming, he offered him a free night stay in one of the shelters he has built for Joe's illegal immigrants. Take a look.
I was wondering if you could comment on Governor Abbott being here today for the Republican gala, and whether you and Judge Radix have talked about serving him with a lawsuit today over the microphone.
I'm going to take executive privilege and answer your question. You know, I'm going to offer him a stay in one of the HERCs so he can see what he has created and understand how we are treating people with the dignity and respect that he should have shown as well. And I'm not quite sure why he's here and what he's doing while here, but he's going to see how you can manage the crises with coordination. Not one child or family sleeping on the streets of the city of New York. And when we coordinate together, we should not displace problems to local municipalities. That is not what executives do. And it's unfortunate that he made the decision to do that.
All right, here to respond is Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who is back with us. Governor, great to have you back on the program. As bad as this has become,
Greg Abbott said, I'm just like J. Cole. I'm just like J. Cole. Don't make me pull up. Don't make me pull up. Four albums in 12 years, I could divide. Don't make me pull up, Eric Adams.
In terms of a problem for New York City and other blue cities and states, it's tens of millions, most of which are coming through the state of Texas, or were until you circumvented Joe Biden and you started enforcing the laws that he should have been upholding. I want to get your reaction to the invitation, but I also want to remind our audience that 87% of illegal immigrants in New York City, they're not being sent there by you. They've been sent there by Joe Biden and the White House. So maybe his invitation really should go to Joe Biden.
So, Sean, the invitation is nothing more than a gimmick. And what I would suggest to the mayor of New York is there are people dying on his watch. Law enforcement officers who are being gunned down by people who have been arrested 20 times. And he needs to take charge and make sure they keep behind bars dangerous criminals who are killing his fellow New Yorkers. He also needs to educate Americans.
He not playing no games. He not playing no games.
Americans and New Yorkers, why he's spending their taxpayer money to house migrants here illegally because of Joe Biden's open border policies. 4 years ago, New York nor America had to do that because President Trump had in place policies that denied illegal entry. Joe Biden is directly violating the laws of the United States of America, and that's exactly why Texas has a border crisis and why New York has a border crisis. That crisis is not going to end unless and until Joe Biden enforces the laws of the United States. What Texas is doing is actually enforcing those laws. Go ahead, Sean.
Well, that's the point. I was going to make the very point if I would have just let you finish. I apologize. And that is that you are now put in the position of doing his job. That's number one. But not only do you have to do his job, then he takes you to court over and over and over again. You get the wrong judge, and then you have to go back to court again and again and again. And yet, this is the same administration that told America for 3 years that the border is closed and the border is secure. None of which was true. We saw the images daily. We showed them regularly on this program. Maybe the mainstream media ignored it. So what is your message to Biden? I think what I'm hearing you saying, and I would agree with the statement, I think he has blood on his hands. And if those people from China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, Afghanistan, if terror cells are in this country, and I think Director Ray all but said that, and I had Congressman Mike Waltz on my radio show today, all but saying that, and there's an attack on this country, he will have all that blood on his hands because he's allowed this to happen by aiding and abetting in the law breaking. And why the FBI director has not stopped this is beyond any comprehension I have.
Well, it should be the FBI director. However, it's the responsibility of the president of the United States because, Sean, of this, and that is Congress has already passed three laws on the books before Joe Biden took office. One that requires the president to deny illegal entry, another to detain anybody who does enter illegally, and three is to build border barriers. Because Biden is doing none of those, that's why all of these people are coming in, including the terrorists, both known and unknown. And it's also why we have so many people crossing the country. But it's just frustrating and just astonishing that what Texas is trying to do is actually enforce those three laws passed by Congress. And because Texas is trying to enforce the laws passed by Congress to deny and detain people coming here, Joe Biden is trying to sue us so that even more people will be able to enter illegally. Our greatest concern is exactly what the director of the FBI talked about, and that is these terrorists coming across the border. And remember, the ones that y'all are talking about are the ones who were apprehended. The terrorists, they know they're wanted, and they pay extra to not be caught. Sean, no one knows how many terrorists are really in America because of Joe Biden's open border policies, and it could lead to a catastrophic event, and it will be on the hands of Joe Biden.
Look, I pray to God I'm wrong.
And I agree. I think that is blood on our president's hands, and whoever it is that's manipulating and controlling the strings across the board. But nobody really can answer the question directly as to why we left our borders open. We're all left to guess. We're all left to assume. We're all left to come to our own conclusion. And New York is trying to deflect because They don't want to acknowledge the fact that it's their very president that they helped get into office that's then putting them under duress and messing up their cities and ultimately messing up the United States of America. So shout out to Governor Greg Abbott. Let me give him another round of applause. Shout out to him for pulling up in New York on New York time and answered directly and not sat there and gave us a bunch of word salad, but told you, listen, this is why we all suffering. You supported this, and so you're going to have to share in the pain, and let me see how you deal with it, because we've been dealing with it our entire lives. Shout out to Governor Wheelchair. I think he is one of the best governors ever in history.